The Lord be with you. Reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. Jesus came forward and addressed the 11 disciples in these words: "Full authority has been given to me both in heaven and on earth. Go therefore and make disciples of all the nations. Baptize them in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit. Teach them to carry out everything I have commanded you, and know that I am with you always until the end of the world." The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ. Please be seated. At the end of the ceremony, one member in the family, godparent, parent, mother, father, will go to that big candle and light your small candle. The name of that candle is the Paschal candle, and it symbolizes Jesus Christ, who said, "I am the light of the world." But Jesus also said, "You are the light of the world." So in concrete, what does it mean? This beautiful day in which you're going to have these children baptized, you're going to be lighting that candle, and all of you, especially godparents and parents, are going to make the firm commitment to try to give light to these children. The light of good example to these children. Now, how is that done? By word, but also by example. Let's go through various ways in which you can be a light to this child. Number one is this, is that on Sunday, every Sunday is the day of the Lord. This is Saturday. Okay? Sunday, all of us will be coming to church. We're going to be listening to the Word of God. We're going to participate in Mass. We're going to, God willing, receive the Eucharist, which is the body and blood of Christ. That's the most important thing. Living out your Catholic faith. And living out your faith by participating in the sacraments, especially in the greatest sacrament, which is the Eucharist. And you're baptizing your children today. It's actually, this is the last day of the church year. So starting tonight, we enter into what is called Advent. Advent is a time of preparation for Christmas. So in a certain sense, it's kind of beautiful that you're going to have the last baptisms of this church year, and your children are going to be starting a new life. See? Last of the year, but the beginning of a new life. Second thing that parents and godparents have to do is you have to pray. You have to pray. You have to pray for your children. You have to pray for your families. You have to pray for the church. You have to pray for the world at large. Okay? And not only do you have to pray, but you have to teach the children to pray. Now, the two little ones can't pray yet because they're small. However, once they get older, one of the first things you should do is to teach them to make the sign of the cross. Teach them also to say, "Dear angel of God, my guardian dear, to whom God's love commits me here." Teach them to say, "Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name." Teach them to say, "Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee." Children are like sponges. What does a sponge do? A sponge absorbs. Put a sponge and you pour dirty water in the sponge, you're going to be wringing out dirty water. But if you pour clean, pure water in the sponge, you're going to be wringing out clean water. So are children. Children are like human sponges. They absorb the good as well as the evil. A few months ago, I traveled to Florida to visit my parents. And when I visited them, one of their grandchildren, as well as their great-grandchild, came to visit. And their great-grandchild was, when I arrived, was 2 years old. And they said, he already knows his prayers, and I didn't really believe them. You know, I was a two-year-old going to know his prayers. No? They said, he knows the creed. How can a two-year-old know the creed? So I said, come on, Mikey, let's hear you. And I believe in God, the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord. And he was able to pray the rosary at 2 years old. Maybe he's a little bit more precocious than most children. But the point is that the parents are really trying to do the best they possibly can to instill in this child Christian values and the value of prayer. So one of the most important things parents can do is to teach their children how to pray for them and to pray with them. Amen? Yeah. So to pray for them, pray for them, and to pray with them. Okay. Next is this. Saturday is the day in which we honor Mary. And the prayer that Mary loves very much is the rosary. See if in your family you can get in the habit of praying the Holy Rosary. Family that prays together stays together. It's so true. If we pray well, then that's going to bless the family. That's going to give the family peace and joy and strength and happiness. In a couple months, we're going to be, well, in less than a couple months, we're going to be entering into the year 1917. Behind me, you can see a beautiful statue in white of Mary. And the title is Our Lady of Fatima. Our Lady of Fatima. And she appeared in the year 1917 to three little children, Jacinta, Francisco, and Lucia. She appeared six times. And every time that she appeared, she told the children, as well as the world, to pray the rosary. And at the end she said, I am the Lady of the Rosary. So if you really want to form good families, you have to pray, but also we want to place Mary in the lives of our families. So that's the message today. And you look at that big candle, it's called the Paschal Candle. And it represents Jesus, who is the light of the world. Jesus is the light of the world, but also you are called to be the light of the world. You're called to be the light of the world by your words, but also by your example. One last thing I'd like to say is, in your homes, you don't want to have anything that is offensive to God. You don't want to have any bad pictures, bad movies, bad websites, bad DVDs. We don't want to have that because we are Christians. We're Catholics. That means we're followers of Christ. We don't want to have anything in the home which is going to be offending God and offending our children. So let's take this day very seriously. Rejoice because these children are going to be transformed into sons and daughters of God. But also, it's not simply a day of rejoicing, but it's a day of responsibility, which the godparents, your role basically is double. Godparents are called to pray for the child and to give good example. Whereas the parents have a much more important role. The role of the parents is to pray for the children, give good example, but also to educate the children. Educate the children intellectually, form the character, morally, and spiritually. This is your primary obligation, parents and godparents, to bring those children to heaven. Amen? That's your primary responsibility, is that you have to be a human ladder on which the children will be able to ascend to heaven, where they will glorify the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit for all eternity. So in a few minutes, I'm going to be baptizing the two children. I will be saying, I baptize you in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. That moment, you're going to be witnessing a miracle. Those children are going to be transformed into sons of God, brothers of Jesus Christ, and temples of the Holy Spirit, and temples of the Blessed Trinity. What an incredible gift these children are going to receive today, but also how important is our responsibility to live out our own baptism and help these children to live out their baptism. Amen? In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.